First Amendment and All American Station,
a division of Insane Broadcasting,
Renegade Radio. This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper Show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek. My voice is a little unprepared, but that's okay. Anytime you get some kind of operation or you get your voice worked on, you're going to have a few difficulties, but we're going to fight through it as we do today and every day. I just want to say it's kind of overcast outside. It's going to be about 60 degrees. It's the first Monday after the time change, because it should be 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, but we had to jack the clock up an hour. So instead of being 4 o'clock, it was 5 o'clock. Instead of being 5 o'clock, it was 6 o'clock. And we're going to get around that, but I just want to let everybody know that this is the first day. Hey, lines are open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. I don't care where we go today. My voice is going to be a little screwed up, but that's okay. I can take care of it if you good people can take care of it. We talked this last weekend about all the crap going on with politics, and it appears that that's what's going on all over. They can talk the crap, they can talk all the crap they want, but it all ends up being about politics. I think the market went down this morning 1,900 points. It went down. Now, I know that pisses everybody off because it pisses me off. But, you know, that's things that happen in politics. And I don't care what anybody says. This whole world runs on politics. You know, people can say no, But at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, politics. Now I see that the Democrats and the Republicans, they're both fighting to put their best foot forward for the upcoming election in November. Now I would assume at this point that Joe Biden will be the Democratic nomination for president of the United States. And you know Donald Trump will automatically be the Republican candidate as he's sitting there as a 3.5-year president. So when we get out, when we look at all the different things going on, we need to think to ourselves and say to ourselves, what's the best for the country? Not what's the best for our neighborhood, but what's the best for this country? And sometimes you have to sacrifice your well-being for the well-being of everybody else. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Julie. You're on the dark side. Hello?
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 Hi. Hope you're feeling better.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. What's on your plate today, Julie?
I'm just curious what your thoughts are on the gentleman who took his other daughter to the dance at the Ritz-Carlton.
You know what, Julie? I've read a little bit about that. I don't really know a whole lot about that situation. What's your take on it?
Well, I think with knowing his one daughter might have been tested positive, not knowing that at the moment, but voluntary quarantine, why are you going out with your other daughter and exposing hundreds if not thousands of people? And now they're saying if he does it again, they're going to require, you know, him to be mandatory. It's like, well, obviously he doesn't follow directions, so maybe it should be mandatory quarantine for him and his family.
What area do you live in, Julie?
I live in the Alton Godfrey area.
Okay. Do you have friends or family over on the other side of the river?
Yeah, I do.
Well, doesn't that kind of piss you off whenever you get?
Yeah, more than kind of. I mean, you know, if you've got money to have your daughter go study abroad, and that's great, but why don't you spend a little money on maybe buying a brain or some common sense?
You know what, Julie, I agree with you 1,000% that these people that have a lot of money, they think they can get away with crap that normal, everyday people can't get away with. And I have to say, and I don't want to defend them, but I have to say, last 30, 40 years, I have to agree with them, because they do get away with a lot more crap than the average normal citizen does, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but I don't have money, but I also have enough common sense to know if one of my children might be testing positive for this virus, that maybe going to the Ritz-Carlton with another child might not be the smartest idea. I don't understand people anymore.
You know what, Julie, thanks for the call. I sincerely appreciate it. I don't understand people much anymore either. You know, they've got a few bucks in their pocket, and they think they can get away with anything they want, and they talk bad about the normal people. And then people get together and say, who the hell does this guy or this woman think they are? Just because they've got a little bit of money, they think they can run over us. They can think they're better than we are. And there's no truth. I've said it a million times. There's a lot of people better off than I am, but there's nobody any better than I am. And there may be people better off than you, Julie, but there's nobody any better than you. And that's what really pisses me off. People can come together, they can work as one until they want a little bit more out of it. And as soon as they want a little bit more out of it, they're going to push for what they want, not for what's good for the community, the city, the state, the country. And it's amazing. It's amazing when it gets to that point, but it's been to that point many, many, many times before. And I would assume that it's going to continue to go that way until we, as a people, decide to sit down and take this problem into our own hands. And I'm not talking Democratic problem. I'm not talking Republican problem. I'm talking people problem. And nobody wants to hear it, especially when they've done something wrong. They don't want to hear it, but I want to say it, that these guys, just because they have a little bit more money, just because they think they're a little more stronger, they think they can get away with all this crap. I say no, and I've made some money in my time, and that makes me better off than some people, but that doesn't make me any better than anybody. And I hope these people understand that. I hope these people know about that. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, John. You're on the dark side.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Again, I hope this call finds you well, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, same thing happened a couple years ago when the Ebola epidemic or whatever it was came out. There was a nurse that was supposed to be in quarantine, and she went out on a bike ride with her boyfriend and going out, and the cameras all followed her, and she just wanted to be a movie, you know, that quick star. The same thing. And it all comes down to this, you know, like here in the state of Illinois, we've got where if you have knowingly have AIDS and then have sex with a person and don't tell that person, then that's a felony. I think they'll do the same thing with these viruses. If they want to go out, and why do you want to take the chance? What kind of human being are you to run the risk of infecting other people, either if it kills them or doesn't kill them? I would not be able to live with myself knowing that I assisted in some way of hurting someone else.
Yeah, John, what area do you live in?
Here over in the Illinois side, around your stomping grounds, brother.
Well, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but when you talk about that with your neighbors, and we just got off the phone with Julie, when you talk about that with your neighbors, what is their take? I mean, do you have to find a Democrat that thinks one way or a Republican that thinks another? Are they all kind of on board that it's either right or it's wrong?
Well, you know, apparently the Democrats and the liberals are trying to make this into a Donald Trump thing.
They try to make everything into a Donald Trump thing, don't you think?
I know. Hey, man, my car broke down the other day, and I'm going to blame that on Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, that's no kidding. Everything's blamed. But go ahead with your story.
Well, anyway, like I said, you know, every some years, you know, we have some type of airborne or a mosquito-driven something, and the news media just wants to pump the fear into us. And like I was reading today in the Bible, God did not give us fear. So where did it come from?
Yeah, well, you know, fear is a scary thing, John, because people talk about it, and if it's something that they don't know about or something that they can't connive and get to be for them, then automatically fear sets in, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, this is our 2020 Halley's Comet. Everybody jump off the buildings and kill yourself because we don't understand what this thing is.
Yeah. You know, John, thank you very much for the call. I agree with you 100%. I don't know why people can't get together and say, hey, let's work this out. Now, this guy may be a Democrat, and I may be a Republican, but it says it makes no difference. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. But people don't want to go that route. People don't want to go that route. They want to say, hey, it's right because I said it's right. It's right because my family says it's right. And, you know, that means nothing. That means nothing to nobody but the people talking their crap. Now, I will say that on both sides of the political aisle, both sides of the religious aisle. You know, there's good Democrats, there's good Republicans, there's bad Democrats, and there's bad Republicans. I just hope we can at some point keep them together and put them all together and do something with them, because at the end of the day, they can talk all the crap they want to talk, and they can be for whoever they want to be, but that doesn't make them right. And you know how many times people have won things and they were totally wrong, but they had the majority of people behind them for whatever reason, not because they were right on the situation, but because they had the majority of the people. And automatically, when they have the majority of the people, things go their way. And even though you could stand up and say, and I can show you 15 reasons why this is wrong, they don't give a damn. And I don't just mean Democrats. I mean, the Republicans have been that way in the past, too. And it bothers me, it hurts me, when we can't all come together and just do what needs to be done to help make this country great again. Now, it's not going to happen at the route we're going, but that doesn't mean eventually it won't happen. Lines are open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430, on the east side, 394-1190. And we can talk about anything you good people want to talk about, and we can keep it local, and we can keep it statewide, and we can even keep it countywide. But what we can't do is make everything a national issue. Everybody on every television station, even Fox, everything is all national political news. Now, I don't know how some of these people can call up and say, hey, I want to talk about this or that. If it's at the national level, let's don't worry about it, because we've heard everything at the national level. Not one time, not two times, not three times, probably 10 or 15 times. But they don't care. That's what they want to talk about. And if you heard it once, you'll hear it 15 times within the next week. But again, I don't know if people give a damn one way or the other. They want to do what they want to do. They want to say what they want to say. And if it hurts somebody else, they don't give a damn, because it's all self-consideration. They're just concerned about what they're concerned about and not what somebody else is concerned about. I saw and read in the paper, I guess, this weekend that they wanted, I think it was 2.1 million or 2.2 million to help with this. I'm sorry, 2.5 million to help with this stuff with the viruses. Now, both sides got together. Instead of getting 2.5, the House and Senate got together, and Trump signed it after both houses signed it. They're going to get $8.3 billion. That's what the B, $8.3 billion. And it's amazing. It's amazing how people can take that money and do what the hell they want with it. Now, when they said 2.5, then they agreed to 8.3, I thought to myself, you know, that's $6 billion more. I thought to myself, what the hell is going on whenever the federal government, the state senators and state representatives, when they say it's okay to give $8.3 million. I don't know if they've spoken that out. I don't know what they've done to make that the way it is, but to me, I think that's just overdoing something, because I don't think it's fair. At the end of the day, whenever you try to talk with some people and you try to get their views and you try to give them your views, as I've always said, if your views don't agree with their views, you're not going to get much. You're not going to get much, because these people, they're not out to help you. They're not out to help the government. They're out to help what's good for them. And they don't give a damn Democrat or Republican. But what really amazes me Democratic candidates, and some of the Republicans did the same thing, but they weren't as bad. They weren't as bad as the Democrats when they backed out of the race. And the only reason that most of them have backed out of the race is because they can't win. They didn't have enough money. They didn't have enough political influence. So they figured they'll go ahead and throw their support, what little support it may be, they'll go ahead and throw their support at one of the two candidates that only have a chance. And that's Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Now, I don't know why people say, well, such and such could have won if he would have had money. I do not believe that. Do not believe that. With a $1 million bet attached, some of these candidates, Kamala Harris, she's endorsed Biden. She probably couldn't get you 50,000 votes. 50,000 votes in any election, state, federal, local. But it's amazing. It's amazing how they all stand up. How they all stand up and say, I could have won with enough money. I could have won, but I didn't want to take the chance of spending money and not being a viable candidate. But it's never, I could have won. No, they couldn't have won, and they know from the get-go that they couldn't win. And that's what bothers them. It's not whether they can win as a candidate. It's whether could they even be on the ballot as a candidate. And that's what a lot of these people do. That's what a lot of them do. They'll talk to some of the people in their community and they'll say, hey, we've got enough. We think we can be in the running for the nomination for the presidency of this great United States of America. So they'll go out, they'll talk to their family, they'll talk to their friends, they'll get on the ballot, and in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months later, they've got no money left. And without any damn money, what the hell are they going to do? What are they going to do without any money? You know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to take another candidate that they think maybe can win, and they're going to support them. Now, what really amazes me is Beto O'Rourke from California, he really thought that he was a newcomer. He really thought that he had enough money, and after he got through a few polls, that he could get enough more money to be a contender. But I don't think at the end of the day, anybody that was either a Democrat or Republican could say, hey, Joe, you can't get elected. But that's okay. That's all right. People have every right to vote for who they want, when they want, because it is, at the end of the day, it is their vote. But having said that, how the hell can some of these bastards think that they can throw their name out there and think that they are the best candidate? Now, I know a lot of people that have run for a lot of elections knowing they're not even close to the best candidate, but they're out there running anyway. And I can tell you on a few occasions, these rotten bastards that knew they couldn't win but wanted to throw their name out there, those rotten bastards, those are the ones that get hardly any votes at all. So I don't think what Kamala Harris did for Biden is going to do much good. I don't even think what Jesse Jackson did for Bernie Sanders is going to do much good, because at the end of the day, it's going to be a nationwide race between, I would assume, Joe Biden and President Trump. And I think at that point, that President Trump will probably, and I say probably, I don't know how they play the game anymore. I don't know how many people have their hands in the pie that can make it different than it should be. But I don't think a candidacy of anybody, any of the Democrats, is going to outdo Trump. I think Trump's going to have one hell of a year. I think there's people out there that think that Trump may be a no-good son of a bitch, but Trump's done what he was supposed to do. Trump put everybody together, and he's worked with some Democrats. Trump's worked with some Democrats. The problem is, most of the time, the Democrats won't work with Trump. And I don't understand that. I don't understand that from the get-go. But I do believe that if you would put everything that Trump's done the last 4 years, 3.5 years, and everything that Bernie Sanders has done, which really is next to nothing, and then you've got old Joe Biden. Old Joe, he can't keep two sentences straight. But the people, some of the Democrats in this great United States, they don't care. They play over that. They play over that when you make such big decisions that are wrong. They come back and say, well, that's just good old Joe. And I think they know. I think they know at the end of the day that Joe's not good for this country. I don't believe Joe was good for this country when he was the vice president for 8 years, of course. That's just my opinion. And me, like 330 million people in this great United States, everybody has the right to their opinion. Anybody says that they don't, they've got a major problem. We're going to take a quick break. We've got some callers. We're going to try to get with them right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it.
back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And as you guys all know, there isn't a crazier, no gooder son of a bitch than me that's walking the earth, that's on the radio. And I think that is a pat on the back, because I don't want everybody to be like me. I don't want everybody to be honest. I want everybody to have their own take on it, because their take gets them nowhere. Got some more callers? Go ahead, caller. You're on the dark side.
Hey, I want to thank you and Kevin Slayton. You guys are true American patriots.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. What's going on in your world?
Well, it's about this virus. It's fake news. All it is the flu, Bob. It's nothing but the flu. Of course, the flu kills thousands of people, but you don't hear nothing about that. It's fake news. They're just putting fear in everybody's minds.
You know what, Jesse? I have to somewhat agree with you. Sometimes things get out of hand, and there can be a lot of devastation because people don't really know what's going on. But I think this has become a major incident for a minor situation, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. This could be spread from coughing, sneezing, or if I fart in your face and you pipple head.
Let it go. So you try to be nice to a son of a bitch and you see what happens. It doesn't work. But that's okay. That's okay. Everybody has a right. Everybody has a right to their own opinion. And I would just hope that some of these son of a bitches with their opinion will try to at least get some of the things straight. You know, some of the things need to be straight. Now, again, we're talking national politics. And it's amazing how everybody, the Democrats, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said everybody, how the Democrats are going either with a socialist and Bernie Sanders, or going with I don't know who, with Joe Biden, because Joe Biden knows nothing about nothing. And he didn't know nothing about anything the years that he worked as a vice president. And it's a shame. It's a shame that it has to be that way, because I'd like to hear and see from people that have a little bit on the ball. I'd like to hear and see from people that know what they're doing. Now, I may not always agree with them, and I'm sure I won't, and I'm sure you good people out there won't always agree with me or everybody else. But we have to have some lines of communication open so we can find out what's really going on, work through it, and try to get some kind of situation where everybody semi-benefits from it. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on the dark side.
Bob, second time caller. I'd like to ask you a question about Wendy Williams. How can that stupid nigger broad stay on the TV for saying what she said about what's his name's girlfriend, and then the hair lip guy that played in Johnny Cash? And she says it's all about white people and stays on the damn station.
Yeah. You know, I hear that, Jerry, and I think the same thing. How can an ignorant bitch like that, I don't give a damn what color she is, how can an ignorant bitch like that say something knowing it's totally wrong, then she comes back time after time after time after time and apologizes for it, and then, Jerry, she moves on and does something stupid and wrong the next day and the next day and the next day. How the hell does that keep happening? Do you have any idea?
No. How about the guy that was on, what was it, Channel 2 that got fired because of what he said about Coon?
Oh, yeah.
He lost his job right away.
Yeah, it didn't take long. I think the next day he lost his job, didn't he?
That's right.
You know, isn't that amazing, Jerry?
Yes, what goes around comes around and should fall on everybody, not just one certain people.
You know what, Jerry? Thank you for the call. I sincerely appreciate it. And I agree with you. I agree with you 1,000%. You know, if somebody's right, it's one thing. Even if somebody's wrong, it's okay. But you can't continue to be wrong and wrong and wrong and wrong and not expect somebody to come out and try to get you. And see, that's what's been going on with this election coming up. You know, Joe Biden was not even in a picture a month ago. But all of a sudden, he's come up as a front runner. He's come up as a person that they're going to have to try to beat. And I don't think the Democrats can beat him in the primary. I think for sure that Trump will be a big winner when it's all said and done. But, you know, you don't really know until it's all over. But I would have to say that when all the results are in, come the first week of November, I think you're going to see where good old Joe Biden is going to take a back seat to President Trump. I think, as many people think, I've talked to enough Democrats in this area who have said, hey, I think President Trump, Donald Trump, has done an exceptionally good job. And even though I'm a Democrat, in 2020, I'm going to vote Republican. And you good people can't believe that the Democrats that are out there are going to kind of hit and miss with their candidates this November. And I think you're going to see a lot of Democrats cross over and go for Trump. Now, there were a few that did it in 2016, but it didn't really get out of hand. I think what you're going to see in this 2020 election, I think you're going to see more and more Democrats cross over, vote for Trump and Pence, and then go back and vote for their Democratic candidates for the state House, the state Senate, the local political offices. And I see nothing wrong with that. I see nothing wrong with them voting against Trump if they honestly think that's the way they should go. At this point, I certainly wouldn't go that way because I think Trump, and I've been around 3 years following him, I think that Trump has done an exceptionally good job. I think he's helped the country. Even you staunch Democrats know what he's done for the economy, know what he's done for trade, know what he's done for everything. And for you to sit back as a staunch Democrat and say, hey, I can't vote for Trump. And I would ask at that point, why can't you vote for Trump? And you know what I'd hear, and I've heard it time and time again? Well, he's a Republican, and the worst Democrat running for office in this great country, for whatever position, the worst Democrat is better than the best Republican. And I've heard that time and time again. And if that's the actual way you feel, I understand. Get your ass out there and vote for who you want to vote for. But I would have to say to that, I really haven't seen any great statistics that put Joe Biden in the middle of any kind of conversation as far as getting elected to public office. The only reason he was elected vice president was because of Donald Trump and because of Barack Obama. Obama could have picked anybody that he would have wanted for vice president, and they would have got elected. So I don't think at the end of the day that's a real, real big deal to worry about. And it says here, I read part of the Washington Post, I believe, that Elizabeth Warren's exit may not be Sanders' game. So I don't know what's going to happen. You know, Elizabeth, she backed out yesterday. And I know she's got some support. But I would have to say this. I would have to say when it's all said and done, that Elizabeth Warren will do one of two things. She either will back Joe Biden or she'll stay out of it altogether. There's no way in hell that she will ever endorse Bernie Sanders. I can't see it coming today, tomorrow. I can't see it coming if she holds off till the day of the election. I still don't think she's going to be for Bernie Sanders. Not that she doesn't agree with him, because I believe she agrees with him on about 90% of the crap that they talk about. I don't think she's going to be for him, because I think she's smart enough to know that there's no way he can win, and rather than back Sanders and her be a big, and Warren be a big loser, she'll just stay out of the race altogether. Now, it's amazing how she says, I'm going to hold off for a day or two or three, but I will eventually make my exit and endorse somebody. I honestly don't think that's going to come. I think when she's out of there, she's going to say that she's going to work on her own for the person that she wants to be president. That's the same way with that idiot from New York City. I want to vote for who I want to vote for. I want to carry who I want to carry. And that just floors me. It just floors me how a person can say, hey, I want to get out of the race, but I'm really not going to endorse anybody. I'm just going to play it for what it is. I'm going to get my best hold. And I think Bloomberg was totally wrong in doing that. I don't care who he come out for after he withdrew from the nomination. I don't care who he's going to come out for, but come out for somebody. And not old Bloomberg. Bloomberg says, I'm going to take my money and I'm going to back the candidate that I think's best. Now, you know, it's either got to be a Democrat or Republican. And at the end of the day, I honestly think he'll back off and won't spend the big money that he thought he was going to spend, because I think the only reason he spent it is because I think he thought that he could be the candidate. And that just goes to show you, you can spend $500 million on an election and get nothing. And look at old Joe Biden. Old Joe is probably spending his money $100,000, $200,000, $300,000. But with the right support, it goes to show you that you can go a long way. Again, I don't think poor Joe is going to come close to winning this election, because I think enough Democrats know that old Joe is just there to rock on that horse a little bit. Now, I've been wrong before, but I definitely don't think I'm wrong on this one. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's by state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Welcome back to about the last two minutes. So I just want to tell everybody, election time, get out, do your research, vote for the person, no matter what position, that you think's the best qualified, because that's all you or anybody else can do. And then we wish for the best. So let's continue down this road to make this country safe and great again. We're on the right path. It just takes some time. And to do that, you good people know what you have to do. At the end of the day, you have to destroy these no good son of a bitches. And there's as many bad Republicans as there are Democrats. So let's get together. Let's expose these pieces of crap, these low-life political pieces of crap that we call politicians. And when it's all said and done, we're going to have to destroy them before they continue to attempt to destroy us. Never, never, never any violence. We have to destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.